much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, what up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger. First, I just want to say I'm truly honored to be here. To be in a city where you can have a surf session and then go to a city council meeting within the span of an hour, I think that just shows that the American dream is still very much alive. So thank you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Were you in agreement with maybe they could have? How overwhelming is it to meet all these athletes and try? I mean, do you ever look at yourself and be like, I don't think I'm cut out for this? That was my idea if I was the owner.
That's just like when you believe that you want cheese on that burger,
right?
You know what you're looking for.
And now,
by the way, it's Wednesday. It's the day that was Wednesday. Who gets excited on a Wednesday? These guys do.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 6th of February. Ah, what happened?
Yeah.
What, why?
Jensen, it's been great working with you. I've really enjoyed it. It's only been a few months, but I understand you are moving to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's. I woke up.
Moving to Philly.
I woke up devastated knowing what I had to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame because you have the TV show and you've got so many friends, the gallery, you've got roots, you've got
a the
wife.
Show here. You guys.
You got
I
the
feel
show.
Like I was just getting comfortable.
Yeah. And now you got to move to stupid Philly.
Yeah.
What am I missing, you guys?
Well, one of my heroes, Boban, has been traded.
Oh, man.
And this is a problem mostly because I feel like we were just getting into his personality. Mm-hmm. He was just becoming a guy people chant MVP to when he's on the free throw line in an ironic fashion. We didn't even get a car dealership commercial from him.
Right?
And
it was kind of a waste of him coming here, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was a tease is what it was.
He's
it
not
was
even going to be on the team when John Wick 3 gets released, where he plays a mutant villain. I thought we'd at least celebrate that.
It was a glimpse of what could have been, but just enough to get us excited, and then they just pulled the rug out from under us.
I can't believe never again will I hear him do an interview after a game and not fully understand everything he's saying.
But you'll have season tickets for the Sixers, though, so you'll be able to follow along and root with him in your new home.
The Clippers, it's so funny because that's sort of the second player in the trade. The first player in the trade was Tobias Harris, who has had an all-star season. He's unbelievable this
year.
He won the game last night with a buzzer beater, basically, with 3 seconds left.
Well, that's when you want to get rid of him.
And then he woke up to a trade. Yeah.
Wow.
It's Clipper basketball, baby!
Yeah, that's Tobias seems to be the one that hurt the Clippers fans the most on the social media last night. People were just like, what the hell?
Not Jensen, though.
No, me, I was straight to the Bobons.
Yeah. I see Boban has found the roomy 8-passenger Nissan Armada.
This sound system is awesome.
Okay, Boban.
What?
It's so sad. It's like scrolling through Instagram and seeing a photo of your ex.
Right. It's painful to hear that now.
It
who
hurts.
You didn't want to break up with.
No, who decided to move to Philadelphia without asking me. So sad. But today's t-shirt battle, which includes Bean and I just showing off our collection of t-shirts,
right. Mm-hmm.
Involves the fallen star. So keep an eye on it.
All right. All right, that's going to pull some heartstrings.
Yeah.
I know we have a lot of show to get to, but I just want to hit this one real fast. Jensen, I hope this isn't an awkward question. You have in-laws?
I do.
No?
Yes.
You do. Do they like you?
I very much so, it would appear.
So far?
Yes.
Kevin, your in-laws are down with you?
Sure.
I mean, they must have been disappointed at the beginning.
Of course.
When your wife chose
How could you blame them for that?
Here's a story of maybe a mother-in-law who's a little too into this woman's husband.
Oh,
a little
it's
too
become,
into
been become very uncomfortable because she kind of has a crush on him, kind of has a crush on her daughter's husband, and they've spoken with her and said, nope. Why does that keep happening?
Long story.
Seriously. They've even had a word with her about the crush and tried to get her to cool off a little bit. And apparently the daughter was over at the mom's house recently, left to go to the bathroom, left her phone out. The mom scrolled through the daughter's photos, found nude pictures of the husband. Apparently, the husband and wife. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
The husband and wife are kind of in the habit, since they've been dating, of sending saucy photos back and forth to one another.
Saucy.
And the, what do you think
Who
the mom?
Saucy?
What do you think the mom did when she came across the naked photos of her son-in-law on her daughter's phone while her daughter was in the bathroom?
I think she took a naked picture of herself on his phone.
Well,
this is her phone.
I would assume. I mean, the right thing to do is put the phone down and get out of this situation
and pretend you never saw it.
Correct. But I would assume, based on you telling the story, she sent them to herself.
Yes, she emailed them to herself.
That's this is troubling.
She wanted naked photos of her son-in-law for her own amusement.
How did the story get out?
Excitement.
That's a great question.
The daughter went and posted it on Reddit and said, "What do I do?" Because she refuses to delete the photographs.
Oh.
And now it's a family. Now it's a fractured family, because the husband now says he doesn't want to have anything to do with the mother-in-law. Doesn't want her coming to the house. Doesn't want to go see her. It's driven a wedge between them. And I don't know how this is gonna play out. I mean, you hope that doesn't break the relationship forever. But
right,
but
that's also a weird relationship going in.
Mm-hmm.
If she's in love with,
You ought to be able to say to you ought to be able to say to your mom, "Hey, mom, uncool,
right?
Stop it now,
right?" Yeah. But she did it, and she's not going to listen to that. She doesn't care.
Yeah, play is going to play,
right?
Finding the gallery with intimate pictures of the husband, the mother-in-law decided to send him to herself. The daughter then noticed that her phone had been moved. Files had been sent. She blew her top. Mother-in-law wasn't sorry, refused to delete them. Here's my favorite part. "It's effing awful," said the husband. "My wife and I have a few weird fetishes, and so some of the photos I took that are for her eyes only are really humiliating if seen by people who aren't my wife."
All right.
"My wife is really on my side and supporting me, but she sent a message asking why she's cross about it. It's just a picture." This is the mother-in-law. It's just a picture.
There's one picture of him nude, loving the Maroon 5 halftime performance. Just very strange, but embarrassing.
By himself.
Yeah.
"We're supposed to have her over for dinner this weekend because my wife's brother and his wife are in town, but I've disinvited her, and now she's telling people that we're alienating her, and because the issue is so embarrassing, I don't want to tell people the real reason." So everybody's like, "Hey, what's going on with you and your mother-in-law?" And he's like, "I don't want to talk about it." And the mother-in-law is going around telling everybody that she's been cut out.
Oof.
This is a mess, you guys.
I think the mother-in-law she's in the wrong 100%. So
yeah, absolutely.
Son-in-law, tell them.
Yeah.
But tell people.
But son-in-law, just tell people, yeah, lots of naked, I'm sending my wife lots of embarrassing naked photos.
My mother-in-law stumbled upon some photos that I had sent my wife that were in private, and she sent them to herself. That's the end. That's gavel down.
Right.
Yeah.
Drop the mic and walk away.
Yes. Tonight on TNT.
So you just cut out the mother-in-law forever, Jensen? There's got to be some sort of solution to this.
Well, she's got to show she has to show some sort of
remorse.
She has to come around. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Or start just having sex with both.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah.
It's an idea.
Wait, hold on. Oh, you mean, who has sex with both? The husband does. Okay, good. I was curious about how you were planning that out.
I mean, there's only, one guy, two girls.
Right, but I was worried about the mom having sex with both. That's
I see. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll keep you posted if I see any update. I mean, this is almost as bad as Boban getting traded.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's a painful 1-2 punch to get started on today's show.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
One of them doesn't have mail being delivered today in L.A. The other one is just a cute story we told on the radio. So
let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, shut up, asshole.
Comedian Brad Williams will join us today.
Yes.
He's going to help us give away tickets to Muse
as
Fantastic. Well.
And he's on Drop the Mic tonight. And you said, Jensen, that he has skills.
Yeah, it's very good. We had taped it a while back. It ended up airing now. So I got to watch it last night for the first time in a while. And it's really good. You're going to love it. It's very funny.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Very excited.
The building that we're in is wet and getting wetter. Yeah. And I don't think that's good.
The wet building.
They have a tiny little fan. It's doing nothing to help anyone.
They don't seem to be taking it seriously either.
Oh no, they put up a cone
Right.
One cone.
That's their final.
I mean, you do sink into the carpet. It's so wet when you walk down that part of the hall.
Their final answer is a cone.
It's like in The Shining when the blood comes out of the elevator. It's yes. That, but for water. There's a lot of water on the carpet.
We think it's water.
Our way.
Brand new internet roundup on today's show, and we're going to talk to the woman that Bean is very jealous of, named Sue-Ann Pierre? Pien? How do you say her name?
Pien.
She is still on the list to go to Mars.
Yeah!
Because yesterday she came up because we had sort of even laughed about the idea that she hadn't went to space yet.
Right.
And she was on the show before talking about how excited she was. And we were going to make fun of her, basically being like, ha-ha, you haven't been to Mars.
I wasn't going to make fun of her.
I was. Right.
But I was just trying to figure out a way to get into her backpack.
Right. Well, we were all going to make fun of her, but I guess
who would fit in a backpack less than Bean?
So we just casually started talking about Mars yesterday, and then I thought, hey, whatever happened to that plan to send people, that Mars One program? And apparently Dave talked to her yesterday, and it's still in play. Apparently it still might happen.
It's still a thing.
So we're going to get an update from Sue-Ann later on today. I'm very, very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
As a result of all the recent rain in Southern California, you can imagine they're doing great at the ski resorts. And K-Rock once again this year is storming Bear Mountain. Our friend Nicole Alvarez and the K-Rock promo crew are going to be at Bear Mountain coming up on Saturday, February the 23rd, which is fast approaching. Free K-Rock concert on the deck with the band Bad Flower and DJ Jeremiah Redd. If you want to go, want to win some lift tickets to that, you can. Just go to krock.com for all the details. Hey, Jensen.
Oh, hi, everybody.
What's happening?
It's official. It's official.
Allie's dead?
Nope. Oh. She's alive.
She's alive. Okay.
She said she has strep throat, which is very close to death, as you know.
Yeah, all agreed.
Jennifer Lawrence is off the market. A rep for the actress has confirmed that she is now engaged to Cook Maroney, which is a pretty sweet roller derby name.
Who's Cook Maroney?
It's her boyfriend for the past 8 months after the 28-year-old Oscar winner has been seen wearing a massive ring in New York City. It was Yep, it was finally confirmed.
Kevin, I thought you had dibs on
Jennifer
Lawrence.
I called dibs. I don't know how this works, you guys.
What happened?
I called dibs.
Did you email
dibs?
I
remember.
Did you email dibs?
You have to email dibs?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Everybody knows that.
I do love her.
She's great.
She's a great actress. Yes. She handles herself in public really well for a celebrity.
She's funny.
She's funny.
She handles herself in private really
Everything
well, too,
about...
by the way.
Why do you have to make it dirty? She's the love of my life, Bean.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, and I know this is supposed to be a very hard day for you.
The love of your life is now marrying a 34-year-old art gallerist. Shout out to art gallerist. Who has been photographed with Lawrence pretty consistently, including a recent trip to Paris and Rome. So that probably means they're in love.
His name is what again?
Cook Maroney.
Cook Maroney.
Yeah.
That sounds like a made-up detective name on TV, doesn't it?
It's me, Cook Maroney. Hey, you dame. You play the piano much around here?
That's a bummer.
Does that sound good? That was a good in-character bit.
All right, so Kevin's playing with a broken heart today.
Right. Yes, I am too.
You are too.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a miracle this show's even on the air,
it's
right?
It's crazy. In the past, she's been linked to actor Nicholas Hoult, director Darren Aronofsky, and Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. But now she's settled down, and I, for one, wish the couple the best.
I do, too.
Yeah. Sure.
The chaos surrounding Liam Neeson continues. After his most recent comment in an interview where he said after a friend was raped by a black man, he would walk the streets with a stick looking for a black bastard to kill. By the way, when you say it like that...
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
I'm not sure he should ever work again. because his Cold Pursuit movie Red Carpet event was supposed to take place last night in New York, but it was canceled thanks to the controversy surrounding the actor.
Guys, I am not defending his comments. Right?
Defended by Bean Baxter.
No, I'm not.
All right.
But I do have some... I think he surprised himself by saying it out loud. I think he was just in a freewheeling, rambling interview talking about revenge movies because he's been in so many of them. And I think he even said, oh, I can't believe I'm saying this to a journalist. I think every one of us has had despicable, awful, unconscionable thoughts.
Of course.
Yeah.
Even if it's just briefly. And it doesn't, you can't do anything about it, but you don't act on it. You know what I mean? You don't act on it, and you realize that's your base instinct that you need to do the best you can to fight. And I think that's what he did upon soul searching at the time. He said he went and got therapy. He got help, talked a lot about it, tried to figure out why he felt the way he did, knew it was wrong at the time.
And I am willing to give him a little bit of slack all these years later. I think it was a mistake for him to bring it up.
Yes.
And again, I'm not defending his thoughts, but I understand what happened.
I would defend, however, part of his statement, which is that he wanted to kill somebody. I can understand if your friend gets raped.
Yeah, but not
you're
saying
enraged.
A black stranger.
So
yeah.
As soon as he went into race, then it was like, oh, come on,
this
man.
Is stupid, yeah.
No, but the anger I'm with.
No, I wanted to kill someone who raped my friend probably would have got no press.
Right, right.
But saying that, you know, you walked around looking for a stranger is
that is not defendable.
It's just a weird thing to have said. I think Bean said that perfectly. The offense is that he said one of his weird, disgusting thoughts out loud and kind of, I mean, maybe gave it a little normalization, which I know isn't totally true, but just saying it out loud gives it some normalization. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just the wrong thing to say.
He also is a celebrity who's used to press as well,
yeah,
so you
time.
Would think he would understand how that would go, but apparently
but,
not.
But I don't think this means he's racist forever.
No,
is what
I don't even think he's racist. I just think he said stupid things.
I do too. So I'm not a pariah here for kind of sticking up for him a little bit.
Oh, no, we're going to reframe it that
so
way.
So what you're saying is he's not canceled.
He's not canceled. In my mind, he's not canceled.
All right, put that down on the list.
All right.
Lionsgate declined to comment as to why they changed it. But as you know, these red carpet events are them taking photos and talking to press right before the movie premieres. The premiere still happened, so people still got to see the movie. But they made sure that Liam was fully protected, and that was probably the best move.
You think that'll hurt the box office this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like me walking around with a Maroon 5 hoodie.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like seeing you walk in to a Liam Neeson movie right now is probably not hot.
Okay.
guys, one of the longest running and most popular sitcoms of all time made a huge announcement yesterday, and it was not that they'd be killing off their youngest cast member, Manny, which is something I've been hoping for quite some time. It's that Modern Family announced that although the show has been renewed for an 11th season, this will be their last ever.
Okay.
That's it. Keep in mind, the show has garnered 21 Primetime Emmy Awards, including 5 for Best Comedy Series, multiple SAG Awards, and the most coveted, a Peabody.
And deserves every one of them.
I mean, I haven't
watched
it. That's
been an amazing show that started out amazing, hit the ground running, and has been amazing every single season. It's crazy. It's like we take it for granted now.
That's exactly right. We take it for granted because it's been on for so long.
Imagine, though, I was talking with my wife last night. The money that Sofia Vergara makes or Jesse Tyler Ferguson or Eric Stone Street, like, I know you've had 11 runs, but at the end of the day, you're sort of like, oh, man, this job's over. Like, I think it's probably a double-edged sword.
But then it goes into syndication. Your pay goes up, probably.
Yeah, oh, it's been in syndication.
Yeah. Oh, it has.
6 years.
That's
a
good point. Star Jesse Tyler Ferguson on social media commented on the news by writing, "Will be hard to say goodbye. Love my family." The show started back in 2009. When showing blended families and same-sex marriages on TV was actually kind of revolutionary. So question for you two. Do we see the Modern Family people continue an acting career beyond these characters? Obviously Ed O'Neill, we know that.
Right.
But everyone else who's just been known for Modern Family, do we see them more?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I would think most of them.
I bet every network
Stone Street,
is dying to get Julie Bowen in the next sitcom. Sure.
Okay. All right.
I think so.
Not Manny, though, huh?
No, not Manny.
No.
We, by the way, it's funny, Jensen, you came to the same conclusion independently. We've been talking about killing off Manny for years as well on the show.
Oh, wow.
That's the very special Modern Family we've all been waiting for.
All right, mostly Bean, but...
Because you know why? Because he was the cutest little kid in the world, and then he had the goddamn nerve to hit puberty.
To grow up.
And now he's like a 40-year-old hanging around in the house.
You know what'll solve that?
Weird.
You know what'll solve that, Bean?
What?
Cancer. Like a very special cancer episode.
Oh, there you
what
go.
What is happening?
I mean, I was hoping for Hit by Bus, but you get more episodes out of your run.
Either one of those. Guys, today's birthdays, former NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw.
And you may never have heard of some of these stars, but your kids have.
Right. Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses, Rip Torn, Kathy Najimy, and pop singer Rick Astley.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
A whole song or just a clip?
Clip's fine.
I'm going to say that's the best song that's been written in my lifetime.
Can I give you a hot take?
Sure.
Still a good song.
Agreed.
Sure is.
And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock KROQ.
How about the Kevin and Bean Afro line? On the air once again with your calls at 323-520-AFRO. This is our 24-hour-a-day voicemail. You can leave us a message on any topic. And it's been a while, so I'm looking forward to getting caught up here.
Holy shit. How long has DJ Omar Khan been hot? Damn, boy. A little less talking, a little more smiling.
By the way, My wife is surprised. I'm sorry. My wife is surprised every single time she sees a picture of Omar. She always forgets how hot he is.
Question. Who picks the calls to be on?
Great question. Omar.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Huh.
Hey, guys. I have just met DJ Omar Khan at my son's school, Ramona Junior High in Chino. And he is the nicest guy. Yeah, it was a brief second, but I was like Kevin when he met Magic Johnson. I didn't know what to say, but it was awesome. So I just wanted to hand it out to him. He is a solid cat, and my kids loved him. So thank you, guys. Bye.
He's a solid cat.
Jeez.
Okay.
You don't hear that every day.
Now we see what's happening.
Remember Meowie-Oki?
I'll never forget it.
Here's the theme song.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, if Meow-Yoki isn't the number one freaking theme song of 2019, I'm going to burn that mother down. That was the most amazing piece of radio I've ever heard in my entire life.
Take it easy.
So three calls, yep. All three just heaping praise on the man who gave us the calls.
Yep.
Okay.
Now we change topics.
Hey, okay. You guys have an audio drop of an old guy saying, I can just about walk. I can't.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Something, something, can't see too far, can't hear too good. What is he saying? What does he say? I can't holly talk? You're killing me. You're killing me.
I can't holly talk. What does he say?
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Yeah, he said I can hardly walk.
I can hardly walk and can't see too good.
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's hardly walk.
Look, 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 look. Bean, I can't look. I'm listening to the radio. Why do you keep saying look? Can you just say listen?
He's got a point. Try to make a note of that. Thank you, sir.
So it's Thursday evening, and I was at the gym, and it was roughly 6 o'clock on the treadmill, and I look at one of the TVs, and there's Kevin and Bean. It's like, cool. Kevin and Bean's getting interviewed over in Atlanta. Look like maybe you're at the Waffle House like you wanted to. And then in the background was Jensen just scarfing down food. Didn't even look at the camera. Just was shoveling it in his pie hole. Jensen.
Guys, it was a bit.
That was awesome,
too. I did it on purpose.
The camera was 4 feet from his face.
I started eating food that wasn't there.
You were in the zone, too, though, man.
Yeah.
We talked about things that we were ashamed of that we may have done earlier in our lives.
Hey, so secret shame. When I was a little 16-year-old kid, me and my friends used to drive around and throw water balloons from the sunroof of our cars at runners. And I don't think it hurt anyone, but, you know, a 60-mile-an-hour water balloon sure doesn't feel great. Anyway, that's the secret shame.
Yeah, right. that qualifies.
Yep.
Hey, guys, podcast listener in Minnesota. I just got a call from my kid's school that they're going to be canceled tomorrow. This would be 4 days in a row. Why, God, why?
Yeah, it's been a rough winter for the Midwest.
We may not be at the top of our game.
Hey, guys, podcast listener. I was listening to the What's Happening from Tuesday show, and oh, my God, you guys thinking that 65 inches is 4 feet? Bean saying he doesn't know what a roly-poly is? Allie thinking a roly-poly and a millipede are the same thing? Like, freaking A, how freaking stupid are you people? Why do I keep listening to you?
That's a great question. It's more on you than it is on us, sweetheart.
Yeah, this message is for Kevin Ryder. I just caught my kid doing some of your Radeon derf. He's running around the house talking about aliens and possible terrorists. Situations, forgetting all kinds of things. He can hardly even speak, Kevin. He can hardly even speak. He's four. He's four, Kevin. He's driving around with a low battery in his car all the time. Charges it for 5 minutes, good enough. Let's go. Then cries at the end of the driveway and wants me to come back and get it, Kevin. I've had it. The derp's got to go.
I don't know that that's all on me.
I feel like Kevin may be that sense real father.
So I was listening to Bastille, and I couldn't help but think, I think there's a better version of this song. Could we get that played? Thanks.
Lately, I've been thinking, you guys sound so much crappier. You guys sound so much crappier. When the morning comes, you want to have some fun. But when you turn on the mic, we can hear you, and you sound so stupid and so dumb.
How are you, boy?
Every moment with, would you like to take that back? Because you talk for a living, and I can't believe they let you broadcast on air.
I don't know, that's a toss-up.
You talk for a living. I cannot believe that you guys get paid to do this.
Sorry, I have to swallow.
You guys are freaking idiots.
I'm just a dumbass.
This is a tribute to...
Why?
Tribute to Kevin and Bean.
Tickets on sale Friday 10 at noon. Friday 10 at noon? Why would I say that?
Nope.
Very talented actor Dylan McDermott here on the K-Rock Morning Show. What? That's us, right, Kevin?
I don't think we've ever called it that.
You guys sound so much crappier. You guys sound so much crappier.
323-520-AFRO 24 hours a day. Still Afro with an H?
They had to do that emergency thing where they, whatever it is, they put on you, bring your breath back or whatever. It's probably not the best description.
And right. Then to get that response, just pours fire on the gasoline, whatever, however that one works.
Agreed.
However that works.
1-800-520-1067. That's the number for the Kevin and Bean Afro line. We have your calls on the air.
What? No.
Is that not right? 323-520-AFRO.
There you go. Yep.
That's the number for the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Jesus.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You're listening to... Oh, you already said that part.
Yep.
Hey, Dr. Drew's on the phone, you guys.
I said that part like 12 seconds ago.
You guys sound so much crappier. You guys sound so much crappier.
Now, I know that's a tenuous... What's the word I'm looking for after tenuous? Anyone? Just being quiet on purpose, because that's the rule. I know that's a weak example, is what I'm trying to say.
Would it be a connection? A connection? Connection? Could that be it?
Thank you, Bean. Connection is the word I could not think of.
Lately, I've been thinking, you guys sound so much crappier. You guys sound so much crappier.
Wow, this is something.
The only thing I can think is... Mistaken door. They
mistaken
thought
mistaken doorbell identity.
No, I was thinking. I'm not sure how to say it, but they meant to go to somebody else's house, got the wrong apartment or condo or house number, whatever you have.
How about wrong address? Like that?
That would have been a more succinct way to say it.
Yeah, you guys are real. What's the word I'm looking for? Discerning. You're really discerning. Woo!
Andrew Siciliano on the line. Andrew Siciliano, I should say, more pronounced the better.
Huh?
What? You're right.
More pronounced better.
Oh, you blow. You blow. You blow. Blow. Blow.
That's the secret success. Secret to the success of that show.
Well said.
Wow.
Jensen, you don't board the Titanic after it's hit the iceberg.
You know what? I'm just the band that keeps playing.
323. I'm going to try and get this right. 520-AFRO 24 hours a day.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, Brad Williams.
Hey.
Big Rams fan, right?
Big Broncos fan, but the Rams are my NFC team. So
okay.
I was not happy with that.
I just read this and I wanted to share.
Okay.
Two bettors in Las Vegas of note. One is a guy who put $3.8 million on the Rams to win.
Wow.
Oh.
What's the payoff on that?
Don't know.
Do you know?
No more details.
Zero.
On this.
He lost.
No, I know.
lost it all.
Wow.
$3.8 million on the Rams to win.
Dude, couldn't have just gone four?
Well, now I don't feel so bad about putting $200 that Brady would complete his first pass, which he did not. It was intercepted.
But that is a real
right.
That
it's
is a real yeah. That's a real degenerate bet. Right?
Yeah. All right. You see what he did there? Because I'm here's a degenerate on Netflix.
Here's the other one, also in Las Vegas. 400-1 odds.
Okay.
A gambler put $250 down that the Rams, who you'll recall averaged over 30 points a game in the regular season, would score just 3 points in the Super Bowl.
He bet on that?
Nuts.
Yes.
See, but whenever I hear bets like that, I always think, but what other bets? Because this same bettor also said that the fan man from the Riddick Bowe
would fly in.
He also bet that. Yeah. And by the way, I'm sure all the kids are like, yes, I totally get that fan man reference.
No, yeah. No, you're speaking directly to the youth.
Absolutely.
So $250 at 400-1 means he won $100,000 on that bet. So even if he put a lot of dumb bets down that didn't come through, he probably ended up in the black, I would imagine, on that one.
Yeah.
Who would ever even think of that bet, by the way?
Right. I would have mocked him endlessly.
Well,
the Rams, 3 points? Are you crazy?
Here's a tip to all the bettors out there. If you know I'm going to be at a sporting event, take the over on how many dwarves will run naked across the court.
Yes. Okay.
Always take
That's
the
a good
over.
Tip.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah. Very safe.
Brad is good here prop. Because he is on TV tonight. This is when worlds collide because our friend Jensen Karp is one of the producers of Drop the Mic, which airs tonight, Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on TNT. Mm-hmm. And Jensen's been telling us all week long, Brad, ahead of your appearance here today, that you versus Nikki Glaser is one of his favorite rap battles of the whole season.
Well, everyone knows that when you think hip-hop, you think white guy from OC and white girl from Midwest.
Correct. Yes.
Those are where hip-hop is created in those regions of the country.
Can I tell you where this started?
Okay.
Okay, so when we're putting together talent and figuring out who should battle who, like, it's not easy. It's kind of difficult because you could just put two huge celebrities up on the stage. That doesn't mean it's going to be good. Doesn't mean that they're going to play the game.
Right.
And so Nikki Glaser was someone that we had wanted for a long time because she's so great in, you know, sort of like dissing.
Everything.
And she's a roaster.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting around and I was like, Nikki's name was being thrown around with people like Shamar Moore and things where I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
From SWAT?
Yeah. This doesn't make any sense.
None.
So I was sitting there and I was like, and I'm looking on Instagram and there's a video that pops up where you're doing the comedy jam.
Oh, yeah.
And you're doing a Kid Rock song.
GD Comedy Jam, yes.
And
one of the best shows in L.A.
You kill it. He comes out in like a fur coat.
Yeah.
Exactly like Kid Rock, and he destroys it. And I just look up and I...
Exactly one half of one chihuahua was killed to make that fur coat.
Nice. I just look up and I look at our talent exec and I go, I'm going to get my friend Brad Williams to do it. And it was like that fast. And so I call Brad. Brad says, I'd love to do it, but the problem is my lifelong dream is happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sideline at a Denver Broncos game.
Yeah.
And I go, I'll pay you this much money. He goes, I hate the Broncos.
That is an absolute true story.
That is the absolute true story.
I was going to be sideline. Yeah. I had a field pass.
Did you ever get back there?
He did.
He did, okay.
Yeah.
But he wasn't promised it that he would happen again.
No, and then just so everyone's clear, the check did not clear. So I blew it.
Excellent.
Yeah, we did finagle him into doing this. So he goes up against Nikki Glaser. We tape it a long time ago because of the way seasons come together and all these things. But I am so happy to play this for you because it is so funny, and it airs tonight. We're going to play you just a couple verses exclusive.
This is first tonight one, on TNT.
Yes, 10 p.m. This is the first one from Nikki to Brad.
Hit it, Joshua. Making jokes about Brad's height, it just feels wrong. So I'd like to focus on the fact that dwarves don't live that long. Ooh, too dark? I'll stick to calling you shorty, because the truth is, Brad, you're gonna die before 40. I can see you're a redhead as I tower above you. Oh, look, another reason why God doesn't love you. Big head, short arms, I am perplexed. Am I battling Brad Williams or a baby T-Rex?
I love Nikki Glaser so much.
Nikki Glaser's an animal.
You know what? I forgot those, and that hurt. Yeah. Because I just turned 35, so I'm like, I do not have a lot of time left.
You are friends with Nikki, correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay, we actually, she's the guest this week on the About Last Night podcast.
Which is a great podcast.
Yeah, so you can hear us talk about it.
Well, here we go. This is Brad's verse back.
Joshua, give me a beat! Nikki attacked my size because that was her last resort. It's ironic because her career is always coming up short. Your career was collapsing. I'll kill the final buzz. I just stomped your ass flatter than it already was. Faced like a horse, a thoroughbred stallion. So many comics in her vag. It's hosted by Byron Allen. She called me a T-Rex, and I laugh at that. Who knew Kellyanne Conway was so good at battle rap?
Very good.
That's pretty strong.
And also, a Byron Allen reference.
Yes.
God bless everyone.
You don't get that every day.
Here's Nikki's response.
Yep. Hit it. You called me a horse? That'll backfire. Okay, did someone put Aaron Paul in the dryer? I like you, Brad. I don't want to mistreat you. I only did this for the pot of gold I get if I beat you. To find a G-spot, you have to climb up it. Borrow some shoes from one of Jeff Dunham's puppets. I don't want to be mean, I know I'm not a saint, but I just ripped you a new one like your head did your mom's taint.
Whoa! Whoa! By the way, that was my dad's least favorite verse.
Whoa! That's my favorite thing I've ever heard.
And also something that she just came up with.
Really?
Yeah, she walked up and she's like, I have an idea about how he has a big head. And I was like, oh boy.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Amazing. Hey, Jensen, before we hear Brad's rebuttal here, I'm sure there's a lot of practices and standards that you have to go through for things, especially with Battle Rap, because it tends to get pretty personal, pretty ugly, and pretty politically incorrect.
This was brutal.
I was going to wonder, was this a tough one just because, we got to... You got the little people of America out there ready to protest.
And Nikki's rude. Brad is rude. I mean, when we were doing it, the network looked over to me and was like, how are we going to air this? Also, this next verse that we say, Brad's ender is so good. And also, it's real touchy. Here's the verse.
Let's close this out. That's me, Nikki. You're like a trashy Barbie found in a dumpster behind an Arby's. Take a look at her. She looks like Ivanka Trump if she was an LA6 and raised in a dump. Her talk show is garbage. I'm happy that it's through. The only thing that's not safe is betting on a season 2. I'm not saying Nikki Glaser is always sucking, but I'm saying she's on her knees more than Colin Kaepernick.
And then Brad goes down to one knee and holds up the Black Power sign.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
The most inappropriate show ever.
Hey,
I love it.
I'm already rapping. It's already cultural appropriation. Let's go full.
Can't go
Let's
any
go
further.
Full throttle.
Those are just two of the verses. You'll hear more tonight, 10 p.m. TNT. But Brad, did you have fun doing it?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. It was a blast.
Were you nervous?
Yes, yeah. Because that's something I haven't done. Like, I'm not, I know it's shocking to hear that a white guy from Orange County isn't a good rapper.
Right.
But I have not done that. So it's always fun to flex a new muscle. So
it was great.
I'm
it
really
great.
Excited.
Yeah, when I do ska the mic, I'll also reach out to you.
And by the way, that's just one of the battles on tonight's Drop the Mic. Kat Graham versus Shameik Moore is the other one.
Yeah, so. Shameik Moore, who plays Miles Morales in the Spider-Man Universe movie, and then Kat Graham, who is awesome. She's like Pretty Little Liars and a bunch of other things.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, maybe Vampire Diaries. Oh, no, I think she's on both. Anyway.
So we got the tweens covered.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Have we thought this game through?
No.
We have not thought
We have
this.
Not thought it through, but that's what makes the best games.
I don't know what you're talking about, guys. You have an expert rapper here. Yeah. We've already proven that.
Yeah.
Kevin, we did Meow-Yoki. Look, we can't get worse than that.
I mean, that's true.
Here's what we're playing for, kids. One of the biggest bands in the world playing the Hollywood Palladium this Saturday night. Sold out. No tickets available for sale, but you can win them from the Kevin and Bean Show every day this week. A pair of tickets to the City Sound Vault presents Muse at the Palladium. We're doing it with a game that we call Yo, Brad Raps.
You want to see Muse at the Palladium? Well, think really hard with your cranium. I'm white from the OC, that's a fact. Name these Muse songs. This is Yo, Brad Raps.
Come on.
All right.
I mean, come on.
Look at that.
Fullerton in the house, you guys.
That's right.
So we're going to play a beat. You're going to rap a Muse song.
I'm
so
a rapper
have
song.
They don't even have the melody to go by. They just need to identify the words.
You got
to
know
song.
These lyrics. But thankfully, Muse has very distinct lyrics.
They do.
All right. Who's up first?
All right. Let's start with Richard in Montebello. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Are you ready for Yo, Brad Raps?
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
Here we go.
Come to me. Trust in your dream. Come on and rescue me. Yes, I have known. I can be wrong. Maybe I'm too headstrong. That's right.
Richard.
OC, baby. OC.
Richard.
You know, until I got it at the end, Madness?
Yes! I mean, that's really the same thing. Exactly
sure.
the same
blah,
thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. One for one. Stop Very impressed.
Off the chair, you weirdo.
Who's next?
Jesus from Santa Ana. Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Good luck.
Bury it. I won't let you bury it. I won't let you smother it. I won't
Time
let you
up.
Blah, blah, murder it.
You got it.
Nicely
you got
done.
It. Hey, guys, I'm 2 for 2.
I mean, that's 2 for 2. That's crazy.
These all sound like things you'd say when you're murdering your wife.
Taking
you definitely
notes.
Brought some Eminem intensity to that last one, Brad.
That's
I was
right.
very impressed.
I'm not sure I'd go that far.
Very angry.
Brandon in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
No pressure, but 2 for 2. So
I know.
Good luck. Here we go.
No one's gonna take me alive. Time has come to make this right. You and I, we got to fight for our rights. You and I, fight to survive.
All right. What song is that?
I say Resistance.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No
one's gonna save nice to see you.
It's the Guitar Hero song.
Technically,
come on.
Technically, Brad is better than Macklemore.
All right, let's go to Martin in Rancho Santa Margarita. Good morning.
Good morning.
How have you done on hold so far?
I've got 3 for 3, but I'm jinxing myself right now.
All right.
Wow. All right. We are playing for Muse at the Hollywood Palladium, courtesy of City Sound Vault. Here is Yo Brad Raps. Good luck.
It could be wrong. Could be wrong, but it should have been right. It could be wrong, could be wrong, to let our hearts ignite.
Kind of worked.
All right, Martin?
Resistance.
It is.
Resistance. Look at that. How about that? Nicely done.
Can we get time for a couple more, maybe?
All right, let's
go. I'm going to go on a limb and say that I'm killing it, guys.
Let's go to Evan in Redlands. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
We're doing...
This is Yo Brad Raps.
Here we go.
They will not force us. They will stop degrading us. They will not control us, because we will be victorious.
Pretty good.
Look at that.
Boom.
All right, Evan.
Uprising.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
All right, we have time for one more and then a grand prize drawing to find out who's going to see Muse at the Palladium Saturday night. Who's our final contestant?
Robert in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sausage fest today, by the way. Why don't the ladies like Muse? What's up?
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck.
I thought I was a fool for no one. Oh, baby, I'm a fool for you. You're the queen of the superficial. And how long before you tell the truth? Blah!
I don't know what happened at the end, but I think you spit up on yourself.
Blah, blah.
Robert.
Supermassive black hole.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Who's
Look at
the
you,
one
Brad?
Guy that messed up?
Look at you, Brad.
I gotta go back from my perfect record.
Was there
record.
Some Googling going on, or were people just knowing their Muse lyrics?
I think they were knowing the Muse.
They were feeling my flow, as
it was
the
your flow,
said.
Sure. Yeah.
They were
Richard, Jesus, Martin, Evan, and Robert all in the running. Only one, unfortunately, can win tickets to City Sound Vault Presents Muse at the Hollywood Palladium this Saturday night. Jensen Carp, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Richard.
Richard. Congratulations, Richard. Enjoy Muse. Thanks for playing the game.
This is Yo Brad Raps.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This building is falling apart, and as you know, it's been raining like crazy, and it's leaking everywhere.
Yeah.
Janky!
This is the new building that we moved to.
Yeah, you do have to address that we moved because this was supposed to be a newer and better building.
Correct.
Yeah.
The walls are sweating.
Yes. Bubbling.
Bubbling yeah. as well. The floor is crazy wet. They have one tiny little fan out there like that's going to help anything.
The floor is discolored in an entire hallway. It then leads to another hallway where it's just a blue carpet. It's a completely different color.
Let me play the part of the listener here
okay.
as someone who has never been to this building that you are in, okay? Mm-hmm. K-Rock moved there a few months ago, back in September or something like that. And like you said, it was supposed to be a tremendous upgrade from the terrible Culver City building that we were in for all those years. Mm-hmm. Aren't you on the second floor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then how many floors are there in the building?
Three.
So there is
no, in the whole building.
Oh, no, there's tons in the whole building.
25, I don't know.
Then how is rain getting to you on the second floor if there's 20 stories above you?
That's a great question.
And let me give you the answer. There is no answer. We're not being told anything. We could all die very easily.
We literally just walk through wet carpet to get to the studio.
My bigger question is, if they had flooding that easily, what about asbestos? What about chemicals known to give you cancer?
Oh, there's
what about
black
mold.
There's black mold for
black
sure.
Black mold, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Kevin, that it is some sort of like an air conditioning duct or something above that is leaking?
I got to tell you, it only happened when it rained really hard.
Too much.
And it really is so much water that it had to be rain related.
Yes, too much water for any sort of leak.
I don't know how it got to the second floor, though.
Yes.
That is weird.
Maybe the third floor has a leak.
Yeah.
And it's coming down from the third floor.
Or maybe we're getting runoff from like Raging Waters where the 10 and the 210 meet. I mean, it could be anything.
But this is not like a little drip.
No.
This is, as you mentioned, this is a 25 square foot section of carpet that is soaked.
Yeah, we are flooded.
You all can right. hear it when you walk in it, like you can wet grass.
Yes.
Right. We do have team coverage of this because it is L.A., and that's what you do when water is involved. And as I understand, Kat, our beloved Kat Corbin, who comes on after us at 10 a.m. each morning on KRI, she was out there in the highway vest and the hard hat
yep.
and filed this report from the hallway.
That's right, Kevin and Bean. It's Janky Building Watch 2019. Team coverage. I'm Kat Corbett. We just saw a family of swans float by in this hallway. It's absolutely incredible. The damage that was done by this water, we're going to need some Botox in this building. I don't know about you guys, but wait, hold on a sec. I'm getting warnings of toxic mold.
Yes.
And there aren't enough life preservers to save everyone in the building here at KROQ. So we'll be back. We'll be back. See you later.
Hey, isn't this the same building that a month ago there was a giant sinkhole that opened up on the sidewalk behind us?
Yes. Same building, yeah.
Yeah, that was Satan's work.
Yep.
Could be the same for us now. We don't know. Also, we're going to be running 24-hour team coverage on this on our Instagram.
Because you're right. Yeah. No one is addressing this.
No, no one is. It's at Kevin and Bean. We'll do it on our stories. We'll do it on our, I mean, we have to make sure if we're going to die, we're going to do it on
publicly.
Yeah, publicly.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Has anyone been up to the third floor to see what's happening up there?
No, we haven't gone that
Please,
far. That seems like a pretty good step.
Way
to
too much
take.
Work. Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense. That's logical.
Yeah, if it's not near the snacks, I'm not going.
But no, but we do have our man on the scene, which is
Janky,
which is Beer Mug.
Who's good.
Out in the hallway right now. Hey, Muggs.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Yes, I'm standing out here outside the disaster area that is the KROQ hallway, and it doesn't look good, you guys. We try to get in touch with building maintenance, and so far they have had no comment about the situation.
Muggs, how much of the hallway is wet, would you guess?
I would say about 3/4 of the entire hallway. Floor
oh
is discolored with mold. There's still the sloshing noise taking place when you walk across it. It is a complete disaster right. scene out here, you guys.
What about the area right where the fan is? Because to me, that looks like throw up. I mean, it's gross. It's discolored in a way that the rest of the carpet isn't.
Yeah, you are correct, Kevin. It does still appear to have that vomit hue to it. It is a slightly off-white color, but I think it appears to be just mold growing from the wet carpet over the weekend.
You know what? You should taste it. That's the only way to know, right? Taste test.
Excuse I didn't quite hear. I didn't quite hear you well. Did you say taste it?
I'm saying I'm sure that's throw up. The only way to know.
I'm gonna gag.
Right?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Taste it. I would like you to taste it.
I thought I moved past this. I thought I paid my dues for Kevin and Bean already.
Taste the floor. Come on, man. In both places. We need to throw up and the water part.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Can I just smell it?
Nope. On your way down to taste it, yes.
The point here isn't to kill Beer Mug. The point is
I want to find out what it is.
Yes.
Because I think somebody saw all the moisture and was like, I could throw up here. No one would ever know.
Or the smell. Someone had the smell get into their nostrils and then hack.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. This is getting awful.
All right, Mugs. Let's have a little taste. Just quick taste. Just touch.
Don't do it, Muggs.
Just touch your tongue to it. That's all.
Don't do it, Muggs. I'm telling you
For God's sakes, we're doing science here.
I'm giving you cover here, Muggs. I got your back, buddy. Don't do it.
What's happening?
He's doing it.
In the wind?
That's him. That's him.
Did he step outside?
No, he jumped off the building.
Take his own life?
I'm in the fan.
In the fan.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to put my tongue to it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that we know it's important.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, no, that's not throw up. That's mold.
Mold. Okay, good. All right, well said.
I love how that's the best case scenario, is that it's just deadly black mold.
We're all happy it's mold.
Our 24-hour coverage will continue around the clock.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous KROQ.
You guys, he's not leaving.
Who's he?
Hi, guys.
Oh, Brad Williams, still here. Oh. Yes, I asked him to come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's a reason.
I didn't know if he was just going to stay for life.
No.
I mean, a figure. No. Me and my wife have been fighting, man. Like, if we could just get,
we don't want custody
futon.
Of you.
Can I have futon? That's all I need.
Jensen is filling in for Ali with What's Happening, and there's actually some just-announced showbiz news.
That's right.
That involves our friend Brad Williams, so we asked him to come on back. Jensen, take it away.
Could not be happier. ESPN and NBA today announced the rosters and coaches for the 2019 NBA All-Star Celebrity Game presented by Ruffles.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news.
It'll take place February 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Right. From Bojangles Coliseum in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
That makes sense. And I'm happy to announce.
Live, local, late breaking.
Yeah. On the away team.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Kevin and Bean family member and friend. Brad Williams will be playing.
That's right!
I'm sorry.
Yes, Brad Williams.
In the
NBA Celebrity All-Star Game.
Yeah! Lower the bar.
How did that happen?
For celebrity or height?
Both.
How did that happen?
Well, here's what happened.
How did they know you have mad skills?
My friend and podcast partner and heterosexual life mate, Adam Ray, and I went to NBA Summer League this past summer, and we were in a situation where we were in the same suite as Commissioner Adam Silver.
Wow.
That's
and
insane.
We started talking to him because he looked over, saw a Jew and a dwarf, and was like, well, that's out of my range, so, let's talk to them. And at one point, I said the line, just promise me one thing, Adam Silver, that I play in the celebrity game before Peter Dinklage. And he made it happen.
That's unbelievable.
That is fantastic. Greatest NBA commissioner ever.
He truly is.
Screw you, Dinklage. I'm in the celebrity game. You're not. You have pixels.
Woo, going off.
Shots fired. And yes, Adam Ray is on my team.
Other people on his team, you have Quavo, who was last year's MVP from the rap group Migos.
Okay.
Rambo.
Ray Allen, a Hall of Fame basketball player.
What?
He'll be passing over to our boy Brad. Bad Bunny, the recording artist. Hasan Minhaj, as he said, Adam Ray. Amanda Seals, sorry. And then on the home team, Mike Coulter, who was Luke Cage. Chris Daughtry, the musician. Dr. Oz. If you double up on Oz,
this is for telling me to eat avocado pills, you a-hole.
JB Smoove, Jay Williams, the ESPN college basketball analyst. It's good. Steve Smith, the NFL great.
Yeah.
I assume you're going to post up.
Oh.
That's your position, right?
I can post up on Steve Smith. He's not that much taller than me, but way stronger.
I asked you off air. I kind of got an answer, but what are you going to be doing this week to get ready for this game?
A lot of calisthenics, a lot of Kegels.
Yeah.
I've heard that's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do some Kegels.
You might not understand how those work.
You might want to shoot a basketball, perhaps, at a net.
What is your history with basketball?
I actually played a lot growing up, and my idol was Muggsy Bogues.
Sure.
Of course.
Could have guessed that, I think.
5'3", Muggsy Bogues.
He'll be there.
Made to the NBA.
He will 100% be there.
I will take a picture with my idol, Muggsy Bogues. That'll be great. So I played in rec leagues, and
what's your shot? What's your shot?
Not good. Okay. But I do a hell of a granny.
A hell of a granny. Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm going to do a granny shot.
I mean, look, you're going to be looking to pass.
Yes.
And you could easily end up on a highlight reel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on SportsCenter.
Yeah. Listen, my friend Peter Rosenberg, a radio guy, he's going to be on the announcing team this year.
Nice.
But he played in the past, and he scored a 3, and he literally posted on Instagram once every few months. It is a huge deal.
He's doing the right thing.
This has been like a sports bucket list year where I got to throw out the first pitch at an Angels game.
Yeah.
Now I get to play in the NBA All-Stars Celebrity Game because they really don't know what a celebrity is.
Tell me again, when, where? How can I watch it?
This is coming up in a week now. It's on the...
Next Friday.
Next Friday. You can watch it during the TNT coverage of the All-Star Game. It's on All-Star Saturday, I believe, which is different than the game. It's the night before. So it's the same night as the slam dunk contest, the three-point contest.
Oh, you should do the slam dunk contest.
Skills challenge. By the way, can I throw something out for you?
Yeah.
If you see someone who's in the slam dunk contest at any point during the week, just go up to them and go, let's come up with something. Because you know there's props and stuff that they use, and people get jumped over and stuff.
So Brad's a prop.
I could be a prop very easily.
I'm saying.
I mean, you could throw a little Empire Strikes Back Yoda action and get me on the back, give me the ball.
Yeah, and then you do the dunk. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, that's a winner.
Don't give up on that.
I'm not.
Because people are always looking for gimmicks.
Wow. So tonight, I'm on Drop the Mic on TNT.
Right.
Next week, I'm on the Celebrity All-Star Game, also on TNT. Black people hate me right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm rapping, I'm playing basketball.
But right now? I mean, come on.
You're an urban dream right now.
I'm sorry, black people. I'm sorry.
Brad, while you're here, I thought I would bring up another one of your friends.
Okay.
you are friends with Chris D'Elia, correct?
Yes.
I find Chris D'Elia to be very funny. For the past few years, Chris D'Elia has went to his Instagram page and done an impression of Eminem that makes me laugh so intensely. And he posted this one, which is a imitation of Eminem at the Cypher, the thing that got viral this year from being a little political. Mm-hmm. This was what Chris posted on his Instagram.
Well, I'm landing on Pinterest, f***ing Pinterest. I'm playing in a hand trick with Danica Patrick. I'm saying it, Nancy. Nick Cannon's fantastic. Designs and foxes. Designs and foxes. While I'm listening to the loxes. A whole bunch of boxes. Right in my garage with a bunch of large cars inside of the barge. A bunch of my cars in a large garage. Swerving.
That's not annoying at all. Listen, that's what people think Eminem sounds like in 2019, and it has a bit of a point to it.
It sort of is what he
just does wordplay, you know, over and over. So Chris has been posting those, and they're very funny, and they're kind of off the cuff. He doesn't really plan them out that much.
Not much.
And a question, does Eminem know that these exist? Question a lot of people have asked. Mm-hmm. Last night, Eminem retweeted it and said,
"Did he really?
This is incredible. For a second, I actually thought this was me."
That's
finally
insane.
Eminem showing a sense of humor. Chris D'Elia then retweeted that and said, "You're the man for this and for everything before this."
Yeah,
yeah.
That's we're living in an amazing time right now where you could tweet stuff and at your heroes and they'll probably see it.
Yeah, yeah. Or block you.
That's super weird.
Or block you.
Well, a lot of blocking. Sure,
yeah, a lot of blocking. But yeah, congratulations, Chris D'Elia. I feel like that was now it's done. You can never do it again.
Right.
Right.
You've been seen by the person you're making fun of. That person played along with the game.
It's peaked.
Now walk out.
Now, Now all I have to do is get a Peter Dinklage to retweet me. But he's not on Twitter. I get it. You're too good for everyone, Peter Dinklage.
Listen.
Not too good for the NBA All-Star game. I'm going to be there. You're not.
Take it easy, man.
This would only be funny if Peter Dinklage takes a spot in the NBA All-Star celebrity game. Celebrity birthdays today. Tom Brokaw, Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses, Rip Torn, which one of his credits here is listed as RoboCop 3, so I'm definitely going to mention that. Kathy Najimy, Charlie Heaton, who plays Steve on Stranger Things, and Rick Astley. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you
down. I'm going to say this song has lasted well. This is really good.
If you can survive from being a meme,
right?
You're a bop.
And let me tell you something else, Jensen. Mm-hmm. We did a bit back in the 90s called The Wheel of Bad Ideas, was it, Kevin?
Sure.
Wheel of Bad Ideas. And we would spin the wheel, and we put intentionally bad ideas on it. And one of them was, what's up with Rick Astley? Mm-hmm. And we arranged it so that we called Rick Astley.
Unreal.
This is in the fallow years when he was many years between albums. So we're like, hey, what have you been doing? What are you up to? And if I remember correctly, he said, just living his dream life. He couldn't have been any richer. He was so rich. He was one of those guys who was like real good with his money and invested in a lot of things. Never had to work a day in his life. And was just wasting his time and loving it. Was so happy. And now I'm even more delighted to say in the last few years he's come back and made records again and toured, done all that stuff, and he's turned out to be a beloved performer.
Yeah, he showed up on like a huge parade recently too doing this song, and they use him in a lot of bits. He's great.
And being on stage with Foo Fighters a couple of times.
That's right.
I mean, Rick Astley is forever, apparently.
He has never let us down.
Oh. That is actually true.
Brad, I hope you airball. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
How about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We welcome in our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, who puts the viral videos of the week together at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone?
You love this kid with the fireworks. I'm sure Kevin did, too.
I want to be that kid so bad.
So he throws what? A little firework down a manhole?
It looked like a skyrocket.
Yeah, I think he shoots it down into
it. And I guess all the gas that was building up.
Oh, my God. The explosion that happens is amazing.
It blows up a sidewalk.
I wish it was me so badly.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It was just fascinating.
Let's go try it,
Let's go try it. Great idea.
Your tax dollars at work. Also, you got to see this because Dave almost shed a tear yesterday. Somebody took the saddest scene in TV history, which Dave, once again, is what?
It's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where Will Smith's dad leaves him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, arguing with, not arguing, but yelling at Uncle Phil about why doesn't he want him? It's so sad.
Yeah, it's very so sad. Yeah. And they put it with the Laura Palmer theme from Twin Peaks, which just fits perfectly and makes it twice as sad as it already was. So you definitely want to check that out. Let's take a look at some of the videos we have to play audio from, including this one. This little girl, she doesn't give her name, and she also did not include a link to buy Girl Scout cookies from her. But she put up a video of her rapping the Cardi B song Money and changed the lyrics around to sell Girl Scout cookies. And she's adorable. How old do you think she is, Jensen? Like 9 or 10?
Yeah,
maybe,
8 or 9,
like
yeah.
She's great. Listen to this.
Sippets are the best. Savannah smiles delish. Pussy does a chocolate bliss. Tackles bongs divine. Fantastic blows my mind. Hey, that really rhymes. Money. On my shirt, but I need this. Money. Selling cookies to get some. Money. These real nut Monopoly. Money. I got girls in my truth.
Bean's mad at her non-business practice.
Well, she should definitely put a link, but Jensen, you're saying there's a little bit of controversy over this little girl's video.
The Girl Scouts have said that cookie sales isn't just something you could pick anyone to do. For safety reasons, they have it be friends, family, or anyone you're fully connected to. So if someone were to post, that's why you don't see a lot of like buy my cookies in Memphis. Like they do it regionally.
Oh, okay.
So this is a promotion for all of Girl Scouts, but if you wanted to buy directly from her, they don't encourage that.
Oh. They don't encourage that.
Hey, come here, I'd like to buy some of your cookies.
Okay, let's say it that way.
Yeah. But the point was to sell as many cookies as possible to help the Girl Scouts. If this girl goes viral with this, let her sell the cookies.
Well, they're saying it's for the Girl Scouts in general, so go find the Girl Scouts closest to you, you know, outside of your Target parking
lot. But Thin Mints still rule, right? Like, like all the new ones are all BS.
No, Tagalongs
right?
are great.
Oh, Thin Mints.
It's all Samoas, you guys.
Okay, you guys are all
for
crazy.
For reals, Tagalong is the best.
No, for reals.
For reals, Thin Mints.
Okay.
We're off topic, guys.
All right, sorry.
Liam Neeson, back before he became a racist pariah, was doing press for his new film, and there's a series on GQ.com called The Celebrity Goes Undercover and creates an actual account. And in this case, you'll hear him referring to himself in the third person because he is updating his Wikipedia and his IMDb pages. So it's Liam Neeson talking about Liam Neeson.
He recalled the most embarrassing moment in acting as when, relatively early in his career, he auditioned for the role of Fezzik, the giant in The Princess Bride, 1987. Director Rob Reiner had a look of disgust on his face when he realized that Neeson was only 6'4". Andre the Giant ended up getting the role, thankfully. Andre the Giant, because, I remember I met Rob Reiner. I found him to be incredibly rude. He didn't even say hello when I walked into the room. He just turned to his casting assistant and went, "I asked for a giant. What height are you?" I said, 6'4". He's not a giant. Thank you. What's up with Liam Neeson and a horse remembering him? Oh, yes. On the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, I drive a wagon, and it was a horse I rode in a Seth MacFarlane film called A Million Ways to Die in the West about 3 years ago. So it was the same horse. And the horse remembered me.
Was he playing with dice during that?
That was him typing. That was him typing on the internet. Yeah. We had heard that story reported at the time, but that's the first time I've heard it from Liam Neeson himself saying, yeah, that horse remembered him that he worked with in two different movies.
He said he hates the black horse, though.
He didn't say that.
I don't think it's
inappropriate.
I don't think
this 10-second, what's it called? The 10-second song guy?
10-second songs, yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. This is the guy who takes popular songs and sings them, you know, a couple of lines at a time in all sorts of various styles. And he chose Metallica's Enter Sandman this time around. And he's going to start with Hathaway, the What Is Love guys, transition to The Police, then Owl City, and close out with The Doors. All right, so Hathaway, Police, Owl City, Doors. Hit it, Steve.
Dreams of dragons, fire, and of things that will bite, yeah.
Sleep with one eye open.
Come on.
Gripping your pillow tight.
The guy is very talented.
He's a talented.
Maybe
you
want to go back
talented.
And listen to the Metallica version, though.
Jimmy Kimmel, Lie Witness News. I don't know why people don't just admit they didn't know something or didn't see something, but time after time he gets people to lie on camera. This time he's talking to people on the street about how exciting it was when the Rams won the Super Bowl this past Sunday.
What was the reaction like in LA when they won the Super Bowl last night?
It was loud. It was passionate, and it was intense.
Passionate how?
There was just a lot of feelings and like kind of like rage involved.
Rage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost as if they lost.
Almost as if they lost.
What were you rooting for?
The Rams.
Were you psyched when they won?
Pretty much, yeah. It was pretty good.
Can you describe it to me?
I was just sitting at the bar having a few beers watching the game, and just when the final clock ran out, I just thought, hey, wanted to text my dad, tell him he owes me $10, so.
Can I see the text?
I don't think so. My phone's about to die, so.
Oh, yeah. What's the battery at?
It's at 64 right now.
Oh, it's not going to die.
64.
It might take me a while to find it. My phone's kind of wonky right now.
Yeah, mine's wonky too.
You did a great game. Keep doing that.
Good job, the Rams. I'm glad you beat the Patriots.
Congratulations. Wait. The Rams didn't win the Super Bowl.
Oh, somebody did remember. Okay.
I used to think these were fake.
Me too.
No.
Yeah.
They're not.
And it's sad that they're not.
And their vote counts just as much as yours does. Just remember that. You can check out all these videos, and you should right now at krock.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
At the end of the day, you're all going to die.
I mean, at least we
that's
got
a
that.
Good point.
My got guy. That, you know. Speaking of dying, by the way, or maybe more accurately, not dying, I was thinking over the weekend, I don't know why this came to my mind, but we've never discussed people who get paid to go into medical clinical trials.
I do see ads for that on TV all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I think it is a fascinating topic, and I would not at all be surprised if a bunch of our listeners have done that. Look, or should I say listen?
Yes, you should.
We were all starving college students at one time, and we all worked as much as we could but still came up short.
I sold a spleen. I sold my spleen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they replace or transfer spleens.
The guy that bought it didn't know that.
I guess not.
Joke's on him.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who actually use clinical trials as a way to make some extra cash.
How much money can you make with that?
Well, we're going to get into that. Okay. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have ever volunteered to be part of a medical clinical trial. The average clinical trial, Kevin, pays as low as $50 average to up to around $300.
Wow.
But there are some that pay a lot more than that. Here's a lady that I found who was that struggling graduate student that we were just talking about and decided that she was going to make some money with clinical trials. The resource that she used was called clinicaltrials.gov.
Let me type that in. Hold on.
Clinicaltrials.gov. Go ahead and type it in and see what comes up. They tell you which clinical trials are happening all over the country. One of the major clinical trials that she participated in was at the National Institute for Mental Health. And Kevin, you would have loved this one. She was part of a study that looked into what was happening with your brain when you were gambling.
Oh, really?
So she underwent a series of MRI scans. She was part of the control group, or so she was told, in a gambling study. So she got to gamble while lying inside of a scanner. If she placed her bets just right, she also won money in addition to the pay that she was making for the study.
She got to gamble as well.
She made roughly $100 for every hour that she spent inside the MRI. That's not a bad way to go.
No.
By the time the study was done, she had accumulated roughly $1,550 over a few days.
Wow.
After this study closed, she was asked if she wanted to undergo a PET scan for a Parkinson's disease drug study. The only hitch here was that the medication was radioactive. See, there are some downsides. I mean, some of these studies, they actually give you diseases, you know, because they want to see, you know, how they are transmitted and how to cure them, right?
I've seen this on Passage with Paul Gosselaar.
She said, I make sure to ask every question I could think of before saying yes to the study. When I was done, I had $500 in my pocket. After she graduated, she moved to Madison. She looked into clinical trials at the University of Wisconsin. She located a phase 3 allergy study and qualified for it with a skin prick test, confirming that I had a ragweed allergy. Then for the next 6 months, she took daily medicine, a dose of ragweed extract in order to soften her body's reaction to ragweed, and recorded the allergy symptoms. So then she would go into the lab once a month and get another $75 every month that she came in. So, I mean, she made $675 after that. And she just goes on and on and on. She's just bouncing from one study to another, and it ended up being pretty much a part-time job. There are some people who actually make a living doing this, by the way.
That don't have another job?
Yes.
They just sit and watch TV and then they go and get their blood taken?
There's a company called Covance, a company that performs thousands of drug trials for pharmaceutical companies and other labs. They pay extremely well for participation, but the physical criteria for its studies can be difficult to achieve. So obviously you have to be at a certain good kind of health.
Bean, do you want to know how many I found?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Southern California.
Within
yes.
50 miles of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yes.
There are currently 19,617 studies you can be a part of.
19,000?
Yeah. Some I
Are
found
you
just
kidding?
Immediately. I don't have a lot of time with it, obviously, but one I found immediately is that they'll pay you if you just had cancer and you just want to take improv classes.
What?
Because they want to see the effect of improv on rehabilitation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you were making that up as a joke.
No, it's real.
Wow.
By the way, it is mentioned in some of the other articles on this that I read that there are lots of people who have serious illnesses like cancer who volunteer for these because they know that these procedures, these cures or hopeful cures are not available yet.
Yeah.
They're not FDA approved. This is part of the human trials is part of the process to get those things made legal and available.
So
to
otherwise they wouldn't get that medicine.
Exactly. Wow. They wouldn't get that medicine.
I found another one that makes no sense to me, but I have to tell you guys.
Okay.
This is a study to try virtual reality after breast reconstruction surgery. So I'm assuming that it says that they're administered via VR headsets to manage pain.
To manage.
So they give you a virtual reality headset and you get to do things that are relaxing. Like this is, I mean, basically I'm
That's
going through
so
this
weird.
And there are tons of different things. I mean, regarding the Atkins diet and dietary management for different diseases.
We may have hit on to a gold mine here, you guys.
Yeah, if you're epileptic, there's one here for you.
All right, let's take a quick call before the break and we'll include as many of your calls as we have time for it. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Sam? He's on line one. He's joining us from HB here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Sam, we've never talked about this on the show before. Good morning. We're talking about medical clinical trials. You have been a part of one.
I have. I saw, like you guys said, I saw them all over Facebook, and I decided that I'm going to try it. I went in. They gave me a shot one day. They observed me for 3 days in-house. They had this big, like, bunk bed, kind of a, what do you call it?
Jail?
Oh,
So you stayed at the place for 3 days while you were being monitored?
Right, because they wanted to do check your blood pressure and draw blood every hour to make sure, you know, just to check on you.
What were they trying to solve? What were they working on?
It was a vaccine for Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And what turns out is it was just something that kills tons of people in the Middle East, but this is just the vaccine.
Huh.
And then when I was all said and done, they gave me $1,500. I had to go on every month.
$1,500?
Yeah. I would go on once a month for 7 months so they can draw blood and do blood pressure. And that was it.
Yeah, but also keep in mind, this is how Stranger Things happened. This is how 11 became 11.
$1,500 for 3 days?
That's pretty good.
Basically just sitting around in bed and playing your Game Boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I did joke with them. I said, how long before I can vibrate through walls? And they said, ha, 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 that's not funny.
6 months.
All right, Sam, appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. 1-800-520-1067. What have you let them do to you and for how much? We're talking medical clinical trials, not what you were thinking.
Yeah.
And we'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. Let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Talking about the medical trials, what did you participate in and how much did it get you?
I got paid $300. It was for a memory study at UC Irvine.
Okay.
And I had to play half an hour of Super Mario Brothers for every day for a month. And I got paid $300.
What?
I did that for free.
Right?
I told my son about it. He's in college. He goes, I would have done it for $50.
But wait, that's only $10 a day, though, right?
But he's playing a video game.
But he's done it for free.
Yeah, but he has to drive down there for $10 to play a half an hour.
No, they gave me a Wii to take home, and I played the video games on the Wii console. So I didn't have to go
inside. Oh, you played it home. Okay.
It's truly unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
You're living the American dream.
Yeah. You're a hero. Seriously. I just want to say Mike 2020 right now.
Unreal.
the was it clinicaltrials.gov? Is that right, Jensen? Is that where you're at?
Yes, clinicaltrials.gov. I found three incredible ones. One is investigating the cardiovascular toxicity of exposure to electronic hookah smoking. You can join that right now. You could also join to be a medical clown for pediatric blood drawing. So you go in and you just act like a clown for kids getting their
just
blood
drawn. Just distract them?
Yep.
See, oh, so you're a phlebotomist dressed up like a clown.
Well, I think you're in addition to.
Okay.
I think
okay.
You're just you're an added plus.
I see.
And then the last one I found is effects of vitamin B12 treatment in singers, because supposedly it helps their vocal cords.
Oh.
These are things I spent 5 minutes on the site.
Huh.
It's remarkable.
And if you weren't with us in the last segment, Jensen said there are 19,000 clinical medical trials currently going on in Southern California or looking for people
yes,
to be involved.
Some are actively recruiting or about to recruit, but they're all active treatments.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get right back to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Caleb is in Laguna Hills. This one doesn't sound quite as much fun as the guy who was playing Super Mario and getting paid for it, but Caleb, what kind of medical trial were you a part of?
Hi, yeah, so they kept me awake for 64 hours straight and did an MRI on my brain every 4 hours.
How did they keep you awake? What were they doing? Did cattle prod? Dog collar?
I mean, we watched a lot of TV.
Now we're losing them.
We're just getting really bored and just throwing a ball back and forth for probably about 4 hours straight.
Oh, my gosh. What do you? Did they tell you what it was they were trying to learn from you?
Well, they kept, like, putting bios in our head and, like, measuring our brain waves, and I thought it was really weird. So I asked at the end, so what is this for? And they said, oh, this is for the Navy. So they torture prisoners by keeping them awake, and they want to see how that acts on the brain.
Oh, oh great. Man.
Yeah, okay. Listen, we're doing some torturing, and we need to try it out on
also,
someone.
Also, in between TV shows you're watching, can we waterboard you?
How much did they pay you to go through that worst 3 days of your life, Caleb?
It was $1,000.
So, all right.
As a college student, it was pretty legit.
That's pretty
okay,
strong.
Yeah,
pretty good.
$1,000. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to one that's a lot more fun. This is going to be TJ, please, line 7. TJ is in Atwater Village. What did they pay you to do, TJ?
Yes, yeah, I saw an ad. This was leading up to the Proposition 215 a couple decades back in the Hollywood Reporter, and they wanted marijuana smokers, cigarette smokers, crack smokers, or non-smokers. And that pretty much described everybody on the planet. So I said, well, that's me. And they had me go in, and they brought out this medically machine-rolled joint as big as my thumb. And it turned out it was a bronchial study, so they made me smoke the entire joint. And then they put a tube down my throat just a little bit to scrape a little bit of skin to test the bronchial effects. And they lost my paperwork and had me come back and do it a second time.
Fantastic. Best case scenario.
They're the ones losing it, but you're the one with the weed.
You are a hero.
Yeah.
A hero. Now, did they also pay you in addition to giving you the good weed?
Yes, they paid me twice because they had me come back, $380 twice.
Oh, my
God. USA! USA!
Right?
USA!
Fantastic.
USA!
TJ
I have
wins.
A feeling a lot of our – thank you very much for the call, sir. I have a feeling a lot of our listeners are going to be going to that website and looking for the hookup. Jenny texts in from the 562, my husband and I did a clinical trial to test male birth control. It was a testosterone cream that he rubbed on his arm like a lotion, and then we got blood tests to see if the testosterone transferred to me. We were paid $1,000 each for 3 weekends. We had to sleep in the hospital where they were conducting the trial for 3 Saturdays in a row. But hey, $1,000 each is $1,000 each, right?
Yeah, not mad.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we try, let's see.
Vartan in North
sure,
Hollywood?
Sure, let's talk to Vartan. Yeah, he's on line 8, North Hollywood up next.
Hey, Vartan.
Hey, what's up, you guys? The actual, like, the procedure isn't anything special. I had an MRI. But what, the funny thing was, my cousin worked at a children's hospital, and she told me, hey, like, if you come in, we're doing some MRI tests, we'll give you $150. I was like, sure, you know, hell yeah, I'm in for that. And then what happened was I completely forgot about it. And the night before, I was at my buddy's house getting, like, completely trashed, drinking and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a text from her around midnight saying, hey, don't forget, you got to be at the hospital at 7 o'clock in the morning. And that's when I was like, oh, damn. You know, I was like, all right, cool, no problem. So I end up going there. I didn't even fall asleep that night because I was afraid I might just sleep through it. So I ended up going to the MRI to the hospital. And I even told her, I'm like, dude, I'm drunk. You know, I'm like, it's going to be all right. And then she's like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. She goes, it's just a test. I'm like, all right, cool. And then the doctor or whoever, the technician, was like, hey, like, if you get claustrophobic or whatnot, just, like, you know, wave at us and whatnot, and we'll pull you out. I was like, all right, no problem. The funny thing is, they put me in the machine. I actually fell asleep in the MRI machine. And when the test was over, they literally had to, like, pretty much, like, shake me to wake me up to get up and leave.
They had to use the paddles.
You took a nap and got paid $150 for it. That's what happened.
Exactly.
Well done, sir. Thank you for the call. All right. How about Jenny, line one, Pasadena? If I'm understanding this correctly, it sounds like maybe there was some free plastic surgery involved. Is that right, Jenny?
Yes. Yes.
And was this out of the back of a van in a Vons parking lot?
I'm sorry. No.
No.
No. When I heard about it, a friend of mine had done a couple of studies, and you're right. There are a bunch of places, especially in Pasadena, that hold all these studies. Mine was a tummy tuck for painkillers. So you get the tummy tuck, they give you painkillers, or do they? They either give you a painkiller or placebo.
Interesting.
So that was a study for for that. So leading up to it, you know, you go for your paperwork, $50. You go for lab work, $100. I went to maybe three visits worth,
mm-hmm.
and received $2,000
before
the surgery, until they told me I was not a candidate because I had a hernia.
Still good payout.
Yeah,
for nothing.
But I still can. And then of course they recommended me to a study for hernia.
So win-win.
It just keeps going on and on.
Painkillers, yes. But after that, I cashed out. I was like, no, all these side effects.
I'm glad you called, Jenny. I'm glad it sort of worked out for you, at least monetarily anyway. And I think we have all just discovered Beer Mug's new side hustle. Let's get on it.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Too many people on Earth. I think they're right.
Right.
So we got to figure out a way to get to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Make some more people up there or something. I don't know. It's getting crowded down here.
Right. That's for sure, Rob.
Scientists right there.
So we played that tape yesterday, and then we got to just chit-chatting about Mars, and of course I've always wanted to go. And then I thought, hey, what about that Mars One plan that we heard about? Remember when we did that whole segment a couple of years ago and they made that announcement that they were looking for astronauts for a one-way trip to Mars?
Our goal is to send humans to Mars and settle mankind on the red planet. And we can only do that with current-day technology if we forget about the return mission.
The technology to get humans to Mars
Hold and up. Keep them alive there exists.
Hold
the
up.
The technology to bring humans from Mars back to Earth simply does not exist
yet.
Okay, so no round trip.
So it's one way. I'm still in. But then we started talking more, and we thought, what about that Kevin and Bean listener, Sue N. Pien, who we had on the phone back at the time, who was actually a finalist? She was part of the Mars 100, still in the running to go to the red planet. And we thought, we got to catch up with her. We got to find out what's going on. Is this thing still happening? Have they forgotten about it? Have they moved on?
I haven't heard about this in years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Hey, Sue Ann, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. I love speaking with you guys, especially about Mars. So this is exciting.
And we really did. We kind of went off on a tangent. It wasn't something we planned to talk about, but we thought, whatever happened to that Mars One? And then we thought, oh, we know somebody kind of inside the program. We can get an update from you. So is it still happening? Is it still an ongoing concern?
Yeah, that's right. I'm your insider here. So, Mars One, I think, you know, with the timeline got pushed back, and right now it's matching what the SpaceX timeline is looking like.
What does that mean?
Well, it's going to be 2030s, so 2032.
What? I have something that year.
2030s. That is quite a pushback. Right. Are you going to, forgive me for asking this, but are you going to be then too old to go?
No.
You're so dumb.
No, because I don't know what their criteria were. I don't know if they were specifically looking for somebody at Sue Ann's age in 2020, but they're going to still want that age in 2032.
No. Actually, it's better for women to be older because the radiation would actually cause less damage and harm. So women, our bones, when we hit our 40s, we're not as vulnerable to different things that can kind of like mutate our bodies and do bad things. So it's not good to be so young.
So refresh our memory, Sue Ann. You are a scientist or no?
I'm not a scientist by trade, no.
Okay.
But I would want... I actually apply to be the onboard astrobiologist. So what's going to happen is a Mars One would train us for 10 years. And, you know, somebody's going to come on board to get trained. Basically, you're going to get like a PhD in 10 years, right?
Oh,
so
I
you can
see.
Become, yeah, you could become like the doctor, the onboard physicist. You're going to become the onboard technician. And then, you know, astrobiology, life, that's something that I just always have had like a very geeky, nerdy interest in. And I want to, because one day I think it's possible to terraform Mars. And that's, you know, you can turn the planet. Basically, we have this like, you know, fixer-upper planet in our backyard, right?
Right.
And it needs some oxygen.
A fixer-upper planet.
It needs an atmosphere.
Now, Sue Ann, let me interrupt for 1 second because a lot has happened since the last time we spoke with you. And one of the things that happened is that best-selling book, The Martian, came out that was then turned into the very successful and very entertaining Matt Damon movie. And my understanding was, because we had the author on, that was all scientifically accurate. Like everything that Matt Damon did in that movie is stuff that you could be or will be doing on the surface of Mars one day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I read that book in like a day when it came out on an ebook. I was so excited.
Yeah. It's like a vision into your future.
So you're going to be growing plants out of your own poop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Repeat the question, Bean.
You're going to be growing potatoes then out of your own poop, right?
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Sounds
hopefully
sexy.
Not. Hopefully. Yeah.
No, so everything is still going on. Why haven't we heard anything about it in like 5 years?
I know. I think, well, here's things. I know, you know, there's things kind of behind the scenes that I'm not allowed to talk about yet or at all.
Okay.
And then, you know, officially, I can just say that, you know, they're coming along. They're funding it. And what needs to happen in the next stages is they need to whittle down at the contestants. You know, there's 100 of us worldwide, 50 men, 50 women,
okay,
down to teams of four. So, and then what's going to happen is we're going to be put through these challenges and you're going to see what's going to happen. And, you know, ultimately, like, it's got to be on the same timeline as SpaceX and what SpaceX has been creating with the Raptor engines and Starship. Because that's going to be the rocket ship that's going to take us out there.
Yeah, 2 days ago, just so it's out there, 2 days ago, press hit that Elon Musk posted a video of a new Raptor rocket engine for the first time. He test-fired it for a flight version, and he posted it up, and it's supposedly very successful, and that's one of the engines that would take you to Mars.
Yes, it's amazing.
Listen to how excited you are.
Yeah. I'm excited for her.
Okay, so let me just ask you a personal question. Aren't you in a relationship?
I sure am. I'm married.
Okay, and what about that?
Well, it's an ongoing, you know, kind of
fight?
Ongoing discussion. Yeah, my wife, she has no interest in Mars. I mean, although we did play Terraforming Mars, the game, the other night with our friends.
Okay.
Steve Giles and Kirsten. Yeah.
Slightly different because in actually going, she'll never see you again.
Right.
In the board game, you guys just clean up and then she'll just like get food or whatever.
Do you think she's okay with not seeing you again?
No, she's not okay with that. No, she would not be okay with that.
Okay, but that's what you're sort of promising.
Well, unless they change it.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince her that it's a good idea to come along with me. Right now I'm telling her, babe, let's go to the moon. You know, I'm going to do like little small baby steps with her.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
It's a real baby step. Let's go to the moon.
Yeah.
How many people ultimately will it be whittled down to go to Mars? Is it 24?
Yeah, so
okay.
It's going to be 24.
Gotcha.
But, you know, you got to remember, Elon Musk wants to build a city on Mars with a million people. And he could take 100 people at a time on a starship. So
they're
going to need to find people who want to go.
All right, when's the next time we should catch up with you?
2030?
2030, that's right.
I
get it,
2030. As if radio will be around then.
As if we'll be around then, by the way. All right, so why don't we do this? Why don't we put it on you, Sue Ann? Because we just randomly thought of it and thought of you yesterday and thought we'd get this update. If something new happens that you can talk about, or God forbid you get cut from the program.
God forbid.
You get in touch with us and let us know what's up, because we definitely do want to follow the mission, okay?
Absolutely. I'll do that. Thanks so much, guys.
How can people keep track of you if they want to follow you on social media?
Yeah, they could follow all of the fun on Twitter at Suann Pien, Facebook, Suann Pien. I think I have a fan page up. Instagram, for sure. It's more exciting, Suann Pien. And just follow me, and you guys will know everything that's going on.
All right. Sounds great. Don't forget to say goodbye to us before you leave for the red planet, okay?
And your wife forever.
Yes, and your wife forever. Bye-bye, Suann.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Jensen Imperali, you got one more in you?
Yeah, I got bad news, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So today for the T-shirt battle against Bean, I wore my Boban jersey, my Clippers jersey that I purchased.
Right.
Wore one out.
Yep. And I had purchased it with an American Express card. And we found out that if you purchase a jersey where a player gets traded or signs to a new team within a year and you use your American Express card, you can get a brand new jersey. Because they've been traded or on a new team. So it's an insurance against a player leaving his team. So I put in my claim, and I was like, there's no one in the Clippers that I think is going to be around that long.
Right.
So I went for Steven Adams of the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of my other favorite players. They just sent me an email that said, you can only get another Clippers jersey, or wherever Boban like ends up, you can get a new Boban.
A lot of rules.
So that's
a
lot of
rules. You can get a Boban Sixers jersey if you want it.
Yeah, but I mean, then I just become a museum of Boban, and then my wife will leave me. guys, big news day in an idea that Jennifer Lawrence is no longer single. She is off the market. A rep for the actress has confirmed that she is now engaged to a man named Cook Maroney.
First of all, fake name. Fake name.
He's either a person or a Dick Tracy villain. I'm going to go with person because they've been dating the last 8 months after the 28-year-old Oscar winner was seen wearing a massive ring in New York City this week.
That's
true.
That's a woman for you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Maroney is a 34-year-old art gallerist who has been photographed with Lawrence pretty consistently over the last year. They recently went on a trip to Paris and Rome. And her old boyfriends include Nicholas Hoult, Darren Aronofsky, and Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. So, Cook Maroney, guys.
Hmm.
It's a cool name.
Is it?
Jennifer Maroney. I'd take his full name. Jennifer Cook Maroney.
Mm.
Sounds cool.
Is Cook still in the hopper for you and your wife's baby?
I'll throw it in.
Okay.
It's in now. I like Maroney.
You still have a hopper?
Yeah. Maroney Carp. We have a hopper on our baby shower registry.
Okay,
so.
Gotcha.
Guys, one of the most popular and longest running sitcoms of all time is calling it quits. It was announced yesterday that Modern Family will be coming back for one more season. That's their 11th, but that will be the last ever. The show has garnered 21 Primetime Emmy Awards, including 5 for Best Comedy Series, multiple SAG Awards, and it won a Peabody.
Let me tell you about Modern Family. There aren't very many shows. Seinfeld is the perfect example of the way you want to work it, which is to be great when you start, be great when you finish, and go out on top.
Yeah.
They've been That's consistent what Modern Family's doing.
Since that show started. It's been consistently amazing.
Yeah, that first season is tremendous. So funny and new, and like the mockumentary was still kind of a British thing, and the way the shots were done, it was just great.
And I remember at the time when it started, what a surprise it was to see Ed O'Neill back on our TV.
Yeah.
You know, because he'd been gone for so long since Married with Children. He came back and made you forget that he ever was Ed Bundy.
He was on John from Cincinnati.
Okay.
HBO, but no one watched that.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, so did I.
A lot of questions
were
left. Yeah, a lot of questions after that first season got canceled.
Weird show.
Yesterday, again, full of announcements. Another one. A former K-Rock artist announced a tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of his debut album, It's the Dog. It's DMX, baby. Everybody happy? Anybody happy? Okay.
So you're saying DMX?
DMX, baby.
You know I have a complicated relationship with DMX.
Do you?
Well, dog fighting.
Yeah. Why is it complicated then?
Well, that's me just, doing DMX.
It's complicated because this is the old conversation we always have about separating the art from the artist. Is I hate all dogfighters so much that it's hard for me to enjoy his music, but he's a great rapper.
He is. And that first album is great.
First album is amazing.
He was sadly in prison on May 12th of last year, which was the actual anniversary, but now he's been released and the Dark is Hell, It's Dark and Hell is Hot tour will kick off March 8th in Oklahoma City. He'll be doing 31 cities, and all that after the raspy voice rapper was arrested for a scheme to hide millions of income from the IRS and skirt $1.7 million in existing tax liabilities.
Wow.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Smile even though it's breaking.
I mean, he's still got it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by.
He's still got it. I'll pay to see that.
Yeah, I hope he does that. Well, for those in L.A., he will be in Anaheim at the House of Blues on 420.
All right.
He's not really into weed. I think he's more of a meth guy, though. But yeah, 420. Weezer has been everywhere recently with their surprise album of cover songs and another new album around the corner. And Rivers Cuomo still trolling the media. In a brand new interview with the New York Times Magazine, Cuomo says his new passion is computer programming. He's like one of those guys who went to a very smart school.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
Went to Harvard.
Yeah, went to Harvard. He's just like, but he's almost too smart for his own good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
Like, he's above people's heads.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
I feel that way, yeah.
He's been into hobbies, and he's like a weird dude.
He's Rivers being Rivers, man.
He continues, I've been writing a program to generate our set lists for our tour with the Pixies. I get almost sexually aroused looking at the spreadsheets.
Oh.
All right.
Bong, bong.
He also insists that he still hasn't seen the Saturday Night Live sketch where the show talks about Weezer fans. That was like one of the big sketches
right.
from last season. He says he hasn't seen it, but weirdly, he sent a tweet about it.
What?
So they said, well, that's weird because you sent a tweet about it. He said, well, I'm sure that'll be my reaction when I do see it. So,
okay. What the hell's going on?
Rivers
What's happening now?
Basically explaining that he doesn't do his own Twitter. Does that bother you if a celebrity doesn't do their own Twitter?
Yes.
It doesn't bother me if it's out there, if it's up front.
Yeah.
Then I probably don't follow them.
This is Steve, Rivers Cuomo's intern.
Yeah, I mean,
check
I don't
him
know.
Out on Letterman or whatever.
I think it makes me want to follow them a lot less. Sure.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Especially since he's such an interesting guy, the reason you would follow Rivers Cuomo is because you want an insight into his life and his world.
Yeah. I agree. Birthdays for today. Tom Brokaw, Axl Rose, actor Rip Torn from RoboCop 3. Kathy Najimy, Dane DeHaan from Amazing Spider-Man 2, Place Beyond the Pines, Kill Your Darlings. I like that guy, actually. I can't say his name, but he's great. Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things, and musician and meme Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, asshole.
Whoa, right.
All right, that is what's happening.
Hey, don't forget, if you missed any part of the Kevin and Bean show today, you missed a lot, and you can hear it all on the Kevin and Bean podcast, which is available on iTunes or radio.com or wherever you get yours, and we thank you in advance.
On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean show, Thursdays mean Dr. Drew. We have People Are Dumb. We have Jensen's Get Up on This. And we've got your Muse tickets as well tomorrow morning.
It's Kevin and Bean!
K-U. Rock Carol Q.